Stage 3, God of Peace, Restful Awareness Response. Whether unleashing floods or inciting warfare, the God we've seen so far relishes struggle. Obedience to Him has mattered far more than our own needs. The balance begins to shift when we find we can meet our own needs. It takes no God up there to bring peace and wisdom, because the cerebral cortex already contains a mechanism for both. When a person stops focusing on outer activity, closes his eyes and relaxes, brain activity alters. The dominance of alpha wave rhythms signals a state of rest that is aware at the same time. Blood pressure and heart rate decrease, accompanied by lessened oxygen consumption. These changes do not sound overly impressive, but the effect can be dramatic. Peace replaces the mind's chaotic activity. Inner turmoil ceases. The Psalms declare, "Be still and know that I am God." This is the God of Stage 3. Stage 3 transcends the willful, demanding God that once prevailed, just as the new brain transcends the old. Only by discovering that peace lies within does the devotee find a place that divine vengeance and retribution cannot touch. This forms the basis of contemplation and meditation in every tradition. The first solid research on the restful awareness response came with the study of mantra meditation in the 1960s and the 1970s. Early experiments at the Menninger Foundation established that some yogis could lower their heart rate and breathing almost to nil. They should have been on the brink of death. Instead, they reported intense inner peace, bliss, and oneness with God. Nor was this phenomenon simply a curiosity from the East. In December 1577, a Spanish monk in the town of Avila was thrown into a church prison. The monk underwent horrendous torture. His unlit cell was actually a small cupboard, not high enough for him to stand erect. He was taken each day to the rectory, where the monks walked around him, scourging his bare back with their leather whips. While imprisoned in his dark cupboard, St. John of the Cross begged for a pen and paper so he could record his ecstatic inner experiences. "On a dark, secret night, starving for love and deep in flame, oh happy, lucky flight, unseen, I slipped away. My house at last was calm and safe." These opening lines from Dark Night describe the escape of the soul from the body, which delivers the poet from pain to joy. But for this to happen, the brain has to detach inner experience from outer. In medicine, we run across instances where patients seem remarkably immune to pain. In cases of advanced psychosis, someone who has become catatonic is rigid and unresponsive. We cannot simply lump a great poet and saint, however, with the mentally ill. "All ceased, I left my being, leaving my cares to fade among the lilies, far away." St. John describes with precisely chosen words the transition from the material level to the quantum level, where physical pain and suffering have no bearing. Lying beneath the spiritual beauty of the experience is the restful awareness response. To put yourself in a comparable situation, imagine that you're a marathon runner. Marathons test the body's extremes of endurance and pain. At a certain point, long-distance runners enter the zone, a place that transcends physical discomfort. In the zone, one expands beyond the limits of the body, touching the wholeness and oneness of everything. The God of Peace is meditative. The God of Stage 3 is a God of peace because He shows the way out of struggle. There is no peace in the outer world, which is ruled by struggle. People who attempt to control their environment, I am thinking of perfectionists and others caught up in obsessive behavior, have refused the invitation to find an inner solution. One man told me he had torn his Achilles tendon in a fateful game of racquetball, only instead of being in excruciating pain, he felt extremely calm and detached. It is common for people to break into Stage 3 with this kind of abruptness. in place of an active, excited mind, they find a silent witness. Some people jump immediately into religion. Others register the whole thing simply as detachment. Medically, we know that the brain can cancel out awareness of pain. Yet endorphins, the brain's own version of morphine, are not enough to account for St. John's ecstasy. The brain does not give itself a simple injection of opiates when pain is present. There are many situations where pain cannot be overcome, and sometimes it takes a trick to get the brain to react. If you take people suffering from intractable pain, a certain number will get relief if you inject them with saline solution while telling them that it is a powerful narcotic. The whole area of treatment is psychological. It is a matter of changing someone's interpretation. In between the pain and the brain, something must intervene that decides how much discomfort is going to be felt. It is just as normal to feel no pain as it is to feel a great deal. To someone who has entered stage 3, the decision maker is the presence of God bringing peace, and the pain being relieved includes the pain of the soul caught in turmoil. By going inward, the devotee has found a way to stop that pain. In many ways, finding your center is the great gift of stage 3, and the God of peace exists to assure his worshipper that there is a place of refuge from fear and confusion. A warrior God didn't settle the turbulent history of the chosen people, nor did laying down countless laws. The God of peace can't simply dictate an end to strife and struggle. Either human nature has to change, or else it must disclose a new aspect that transcends violence. In stage 3, the new aspect is centeredness. If you find your own inner quiet, the issue of violence is solved, at least for you personally. A friend of mine who has been deeply influenced by Buddhism says that if you can find the motionless point at your core, you are at the center of the whole universe. Haven't you noticed driving down the highway that you can pretend not to be moving? You remain still while the road and everything else is flowing past you. That still point is the silent witness. Buddhism doesn't believe that personality is real. The fact that I am over 50, Indian, a physician by training, married with 2 children and so forth, doesn't describe the real me. These qualities have chosen to roost together and form the illusion of an identity. In this lifetime, I preferred to be male rather than female, Eastern rather than Western, married rather than single, and so on. I am so bound up in these preferences that I actually think they are me. But in Buddhism, my choices will dissolve in the wind once I give up this body. So who am I? I am nothing except the still point of awareness at my center. To realize this truth is to be free, so Buddhism teaches. Therefore, seeing yourself as a motionless point while driving down the freeway becomes a valued experience. You are one step closer to finding out who you really are.